Hello, this is Rabbi Moskowitz.
Hi, Rabbi Moskowitz, how you doing?
Not too bad, yourself?
Doing well.
Okay, we're going to do Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. That's, okay? The Hebrew reads, Rasha Oseh Pula Sheker. So the translation of the pasuk is, a wicked person does false acts, but he who sows righteousness shall have a true reward. Okay? Are there any questions on the pasuk? Okay. The first question that I have, what are false acts? I know there's an incorrect act. There's something called you do something wrong. But what's a false act? What is sowing righteousness? I don't know what that means altogether. What is sowing righteousness? And the last question is, what is the true reward? And the thing is, it's the same question as the first question. What is the true? You get a reward. You don't have a true. What is there, a false reward or a true reward? I don't know what false and true mean. In this pasuk, those are the three questions. All right. So the first question was, what are false acts? False acts is that he thinks he will get a good and lasting success, but he won't. So it's not a false act, but it's a false view of the situation. He thinks he's going to get, in other words, when he, whatever he does wicked, he feels he's going to get some success, whatever he hopes he's going to get, that he has a certain incorrect view. Certain false view of that is what he's going to get because he's not going to get it. Question is, what causes the failure? Maybe he could be successful. Maybe it's a good view. What's the proof, like, that it's a false view? Okay. Evil is going against the system of justice. And that is equal to going against any physical system. In other words, like this. In a physical system, if I try to go against gravity without modern inventions, it's impossible. I can't wave my hands and start flying. Okay? I can't go against the system of the laws of nature. Now, the thing is, you can't go against the system of justice because that breaks down society. In other words, I'll give you the best example is in a family. If you have a family and everybody has a job to do and one of them doesn't do their job, I mean, the system is going to break down. It harms others. So there's destruction in this society. I'm just using family as a small society. And the thing is that you could identify with that if somebody doesn't do their job in a family, so then things go wrong. Things go wrong. If you don't pick up things, people could trip over it. Things could break. I mean, a lot of things could go wrong. So therefore, a system... Evil. If you follow evil, you must fail. You see, because the system of justice means everybody does their job. I one time heard an example from Rabbi Chait of what is justice. So he said that there's three people that want to rob a bank, and one holds the gun on the people, One takes the money and one is in the getaway car. So if any one of them doesn't do their job, the whole fail. The whole thing is going to fail. So you see, evil can only be successful only insofar as people work together, as they do justice within their group. Of course, in the overall society, they're ruining the overall society. But I'm saying that what Rabbi Chaid is saying is that evil cannot succeed without justice. That means in this society, you have to work together. So the thing is that we gave the example of a family that there'll be a breakdown in the working of the family if everybody has a job in the family and they don't do their job. Okay, are there any questions on that? Okay. Question two was...
Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You mentioned something like that against gravity, and you mentioned also that if you have a certain technology, there are ways around to work it out. Are there similar things that a person could work out, something analogous to technology, so as to be able to not have justice without it coming in?
The thing is like this. When you create something new, you want to fly, do you think praying to God will help you fly? I don't think so. So the thing is that the only way you can get to fly, if you understand the laws of nature, you have to use the laws of nature to invent things. So I'm not talking about the Einsteins that just work in theory. I'm talking about the people that invent. Now, the Wright brothers, what they did is they built a tunnel, and I guess they had some type of fan that blew into the tunnel, and they put a model plane in there. And they worked out the model plane in such a way that it should be able to fly. And that's the way they made the plane which plane they made. Also, the light bulb. It's based on laws of technology. So if you use technology correctly, then you will create something new. If you don't, you won't. The same thing. If you want success in a society, whether a small society or a large society, the only way you can get success in a society is if the society works together. Each one does their job. If they don't do their job, then the society will break down. Does that answer the question?
Not really. Meaning, why couldn't just someone who understands society, and just like the person whose knowledge of the laws of physics allows them to do things that they couldn't just do by flapping their arms, so through someone who understands how society works, could he use that knowledge of society to cheat and not actually?
But once you cheat, you're going against the system. Is that correct?
Well, let's say you figure out ways.
It's not using the system. It's going against the system. A lot of people think of ways how to cheat. So they look at the system and they see how they could cheat in the system. But that is not working around, that is not using the system, that is breaking the system. Because once you cheat, it's unjust and you're breaking society.
But wouldn't go by perceived as breaking society or not? Meaning if you could convince people that you're not cheating, meaning like some politicians and other rhetoricians, then it would seem like a person who could convince people that they are breaking society would be able to do that, they're following the rules and playing fair, would be able to do it, even if in fact they're cheating the system.
Because that's impossible. That's impossible. That is not equal to using the system to create things. That's using the system to break down things. In other words, I make a gun, but the gun could be used in two ways. The gun could be used for benefit. It could be used for harm. Okay? All right. That takes care of the first question, what a false act. It's a false view. It's a false view of what you think you could get. That's what the false, it's not a false act, but it must be that King Solomon is talking about a false view. Okay? Now the question is, but he who sows righteousness, well, what does that mean altogether? Sows means he does an act now that will bring fruit in the future. Okay? Now, this is not an example. First of all, let me explain. An example of this is if a person only looks at the immediate, you know, so then he doesn't see the consequence to the society. The evil person closes off his mind to the needs of others. If you look at any tyrant, he only looks at his own needs, and everything is only for power, to get power. Or if you want money, so you cheat. You don't think of the other person's loss. You only think of your own gain. But you close off emotionally. You close off the needs of other people. You're closing your mind. Which means that he looks at life only from the particular act. He only looks at the particular act, how it benefits him. He doesn't look at the overall picture. But the thing is, the person who sows means that he looks at the future to see if there's any benefit or harm into the future. You see? Now, this is not justice. This is an aspect of justice. It's an aspect of justice that when I want to cheat, I have to close off my mind to what the future happens, what's going to happen in the future, and I close off my mind to other people's needs, only to my own needs. That's why I could become a tyrant, or I could cheat, whatever it is, I don't think of the needs of others at all. So sows means that I take into consideration the whole picture. Okay? All right, so that is the question is, so we didn't still have an answer. Okay, so that's sowing. It's an aspect of justice that you need for justice, but it's not the definition of justice. I think what Rabbi Chait said is the definition of justice. Justice is where people work together, and even injustice cannot succeed without justice. Okay? So this is just an aspect of justice. Okay? Now the question is, so why does it use the word true? Because the thing is, he says that if I look at the future and I'm able to make clear decisions, that is a true view of the situation. That's a true view of looking at justice, that you need that to have justice. So that's why it says true, because it's talking about a true view. Now with that, we could define the pasuk. We get the subject of the pasuk. The subject of the pasuk is the two views of particular actions. is some people just look at the particular and make a decision just on the particular. Well, there's some people that have a view of the particulars that they look at it through the universals or through the results that will come about. So therefore, that is the subject of the pasuk, is there two views of the particular. And the question, okay, is that clear? So we have the subject. And the last point is, who is the pasuk talking about? The pasuk is talking about a person who looks at the act and not beneath the surface. That's who we're talking to. Okay? That's who we're talking to. Yeah. I think that's it. We're talking to the person that doesn't... We can't be talking to a Russia or a Tzaddik. That we can't be talking to. Because they have their lives. But there's certain people that only look at particulars in general. So the Pasuk is talking to a person who only looks at acts and not beneath the surface. So if he does that, then he could... Then that is who the Pasuk is talking to get him to look at justice beneath the surface or any particular act. Okay, are there any questions? Is that clear? That's all I have to say, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. Are there any questions? Is it clear? If it's clear, if there's no problems, then I guess that's it. Hello? Any questions? Okay. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'll speak to you next week. Take care.